Today we're building one of the nastiest tension tricks in drum and bass. A rewind moment with floor shaking low end, made in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB vibe. And I want to be clear right away. This is not just about reversing a sound and calling it a day. A proper rewind in DNB is a mixed decision, an arrangement decision, and a low-end design move all at once. The goal is to make the room feel like it's being pulled backward for a second, then slammed forward even harder when the drop returns. So think like this. Pull, hollow, snap, return. That's the story we're telling. Start by choosing the right rewind point. In DNB, the strongest rewind moments usually live at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before a second drop, or after a call-and-response-based pattern that already has its own identity. You want a section that the listener recognizes immediately. If the phrase doesn't feel memorable on its own, the rewind won't land with much force. A really solid old-school structure is something like this. 7 bars of groove, bar 8 gives you a fill, stab, or bass answer, then the rewind hits, then the return comes back on the 1. That kind of phrasing feels natural to the style, and it keeps the transition DJ-friendly too. Now, before you start throwing effects around, organize your project. Group your key low-end elements. Put your sub on one track, your res or mid-bass on another, and your break or drum layer on another. If you have a stab or a vocal chop, that can live separately too. Label everything clearly so you're not hunting for tracks while you're automating. This part sounds basic, but it matters a lot. Rewind moments can get messy fast, and if your project is cluttered, you'll overbuild the transition before you know it. So keep it simple and readable. For the main rewind source, resampling is your best friend. Instead of reversing a bunch of separate MIDI parts and hoping they line up, print the last beat or bar of the phrase onto a new audio track. Capture the bass hit, the drum interaction, maybe a stab or vocal chop if that defines the moment. Then consolidate that recording into one clean clip. Why do it this way? Because resampling makes the transition feel like one physical event. That's a big part of the jungle and old-school DNB feel. The rewind should sound like the whole track is reacting, not like 3 unrelated tracks all doing their own thing. Once you've got that clip, reverse it. Now here's where the real movement starts. Open the clip view and make sure the timing feels natural. If warp is necessary, use it carefully. You don't want the reversed audio to feel stiff or overly quantized. Keep an eye on gain too, because reversed material can jump out in a weird way if you leave it too hot. Then shape the transition with filtering. Put auto filter on the rewind layer, or on the bass group if you want the whole low-end gesture to move together. A low-pass filter is usually the easiest place to start. If you want the rewind to feel murky and sub-heavy, keep the cutoff fairly low, around 120 to 250 Hz. If you want more of the texture to be heard, open it up higher, maybe 400 to 800 Hz. A little resonance goes a long way here, just enough to create that suction feeling, not so much that it turns into a whistle. Automate the cutoff so it opens a little as the rewind progresses, then snaps shut right before the return. That small change in shape makes the ear feel motion, and motion is what gives the rewind its power. Now let's talk about the sub, because this is where the rewind really becomes physical. A lot of people make the mistake of treating the rewind like a visual effect instead of a low-end event. In DNB, if the sub stays dead still while everything else reverses, the moment can feel disconnected. So give the bass some movement. Not too much, just enough to make it feel like the floor is shifting. If your bass is MIDI, duplicate it to a separate layer for the rewind only. You can use something simple like Operator or Waveeditable for a pure sub tone. Then automate a subtle pitch drop during the rewind. We're talking tiny movements here, maybe 1 to 3 semitones at most. You're not building a riser. You're making the low end feel unstable in a controlled way. If your bass is audio, use clip transpose or a reverse style pitch move inside Simpler. Again, keep it subtle. Pair that with saturation so the sub still translates on smaller systems. A little saturator with soft clip on, maybe a few dB of drive, can make the return feel way bigger without wrecking the mono image. And that mono image matters. Put utility on the sub and keep it centered. Width at 0, bass mono on if needed. In this style, the sub has to stay disciplined. If the rewind gets wide and smeary down low, it might sound huge in headphones, but fall apart on a club system. Now let's bring in the drums and make it feel like classic jungle energy. Old school rewind moments often still have a moving break underneath them, so don't just mute everything. Instead, let a chopped break, a reverse hat, a ghost snare, or a short drum tail speak through the transition that keeps the groove alive, even while the phrase is pulling back. If you're using a drum rock or an auto break, slice a breakbeat and reverse one or two hits. Add a tiny snare drag or a ghost note before the return. You can even use a reverse crash or a filtered break tail for extra drama. Light drum buffs on the break group can help keep the transients sharp and punchy. For a darker roller vibe, one great move is to remove the kick entirely for half a bar and let the ghost snare and reverse bass carry the tension. That emptiness makes the return hit harder. In DNB, sometimes the hardest thing you can do is remove information instead of adding more. Now add space, but use it like a tool, not a wash. A rewind wants a little reverb or delay energy, but only during the transition. Put a short reverb on a return track, something around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds decay, and high pass it so it doesn't muddy the bottom. Add a little echo with low feedback and a darker tone if you want the tail to feel more musical. Then automate the send up just for the rewind hit, and right before the drop lands, strip that space away. Pull the send down fast, open the filter on the bass, bring the drums back full band, and restore that clean sub punch. That contrast is the whole trick. The rewind empties the room, and the return repopulates it with pressure. Now design the return like it deserves the buildup. If the rewind is the setup, the re-entry is the payoff, so the return needs to feel bigger than the rewind itself. You can do that by repeating the original bass motif with more weight, answering it with a variation, or dropping into a simpler but deeper sub-pattern. A classic move is to rewind at the end of bar 8, leave a tiny pocket of near silence, then bring the kick and sub back on the 1. Let the mid-bass come in a half beat later. That slight delay makes the landing feel nastier, because the listener gets the drum and sub impact first, then the texture follows behind it. If you want to keep the old school feel strong, use arrangement markers in live. Mark out phrase A, rewind, return, and drop 2. It sounds simple, but it keeps you thinking in sections instead of random edits. Before you commit, check the mix properly. Rewinds can fool you. In the studio they may sound huge, but if the low end isn't under control, they'll collapse in mono or feel muddy on a system. So do a quick low-end check with utility. Flip to mono on the bass group or master and make sure the sub stays solid. If the rewind starts getting cloudy, use EQ8 to clean out the low-mid buildup, especially around 180 to 350 Hz. That area is often where the mud hides. If the reversed layer has too much bottom, high pass it gently and let the dedicated sub handle the weight. A good way to think about the split is this. The sub owns the 30 to 90 Hz zone, the rewind texture lives above that, and the break or snare layer handles the mid-range energy. That separation keeps the transition powerful without turning into a low-end blur. Now for the final polish, automation shape. This is where you turn a decent rewind into a proper physical gesture. Zoom in on your envelopes and refine the curves. Make the filter pull back slowly, then snap near the end. Shape the volume so the rewind doesn't feel like a linear fade. Maybe add a tiny dip in the bass bus energy just on the rewind hit. Maybe let the delay tail get cut off right before the return. Maybe add a small burst of saturation just before the drop lands. And pay special attention to the last quarter beat. That tiny moment often decides whether the rewind feels deliberate or accidental. A quick filter close, a short drum cut, or a momentary drop in width can make the whole thing hit way harder. Here's a really important coaching note. Treat the rewind like a mix decision, not just a sound effect. If the section is eating too much headroom, lower the return level first. Don't just compress harder and hope it works. In DNB, impact often comes from restraint. Also, keep the bass story simple. The ear should understand one main gesture. Pull, hollow, snap, return. If you start stacking too many layers, the message gets lost. If the transition feels weak, shorten it before adding more stuff. In this style, impact usually comes from reducing information. A few quick pro moves before we wrap up. You can add a filtered reese tail under the rewind. Duplicate the reese, low pass it, and let it swell briefly under the transition. That gives you menace without cluttering the top end. Try a tiny pitch down on the last reversed bass hit. Even a subtle semitone drop can make the return feel heavier. If you want extra old-school energy, throw in a ghost snare or a tiny shuffled break fragment before the drop. That little bit of swing helps the rewind feel alive. And if the return needs more aggression, duplicate the bass re-entry, distort the duplicate only, and blend it in just for the first bar after the rewind. That can make the landing sound enormous without changing the main bass sound too much. So here's the workflow in one clean picture. Resample the phrase, reverse it, filter it, move the sub slightly, keep the drums dancing underneath, open some space with reverb or delay, then cut that space away and slam the return back in with mono low-end discipline. That's how you get a rewind moment that feels authentic to jungle and old-school DNB, while still being mix-safe and club-ready. For practice, try building three versions from the same 8-bar loop. Make one classic jungle-style rewind with break energy, one sub-pressure version with heavier low-end automation, and one fake-out version where the listener thinks the drop is coming early, then gets hit a beat later. Bounce each one and compare them in mono. Listen for which one keeps the low end clearest and which one feels the most DJ friendly. That's the real goal here. Not just dramatic, but controlled. Not just reversed, but intentional. And when you get it right, the rewind doesn't just sound cool.